This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. I assume he was.
Then
I
mean, maybe Boris gave him the hat after the game and was like,
I don't
screw
think
them.
Boris could have got Boris couldn't. Could not have got the access after the game to give him that hat. I bet he wore it or had it in his locker.
All right, and here is Jeff Cavanaugh.
All right, I do have man versus bear here in this segment, which I know everyone's looking forward to. But first, I want to talk to you about a number in football that I saw today from our buddy Field Yates. And tell me what you think of when I give you these numbers. So what he did is he looked at teams in the NFL and how many snaps have been played by their rookies, their first-year players. And in the NFL, the Giants lead the league. They've had almost 3,000 snaps taken by rookies.
Wow.
The Jaguars are second, 2,400 snaps by rookies. The Raiders, 2,350. The Cardinals, 2,200. The Redskins, 2,100. Broncos, 2,000. Dolphins, 1,975. Colts, 1,700 snaps. Vikings, 1,600. Lions, 1,600. So those are the teams that have had the most snaps played by rookies. The Dallas Cowboys this year, I had to go because he only did the top 10, so I had to go do the math. And I have the Cowboys at 529 snaps played by rookies. And a lot of those are on accident.
That sounds high to me.
Is it because of
I can't imagine who's getting these snaps.
I know blowouts early, Pollard.
Oh,
got
right.
On the field.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's why I'm saying a lot of them are accidents and a lot of them are special team snaps. Brandon Knight has 109 snaps. Now,
okay.
That doesn't even count. And he's not a draft pick, right? He was undrafted. So you could almost say don't count it because you're really looking for their draft class. At least I am right now. And Luke Gifford, who they also didn't pick, has played 8 snaps. But Tristan Hill's played 89. Pollard, between offense and special teams, has played 141. Donovan Wilson has played 48, mostly special teams. Joe Jackson has played 86. And Ventel Bryant, the wide receiver they added, has played 48 special team snaps.
He's an ace, isn't he?
That's a
lot of special team snaps. Field goals and punts
kickoff,
are happening
kick
that much?
You got, I mean, there's the 4 special teams. You'll kick it off a few times a game. You return a kickoff.
Extra point.
Okay. Yeah, extra point. There you go.
Yeah, so he's played 48. So the number's really, really, really low. And I'm not bothered by it not being in the top 10, obviously. Most of the teams in the top 10 are terrible. The reason you play that many snaps is because you had a bunch of draft picks that were high and you're playing them and you're trying to figure out what you have. The Giants, the Jags, the Cardinals, the Redskins, the Dolphins, teams like that. But it did make me revisit, as Cowboy Twitter has been doing today, the Cowboys draft class, which reads like this. Tristan Hill, Connor McGovern, Tony Pollard, Mike Jackson, who's no longer here, Joe Jackson, Donovan Wilson, Mike Weber, Jalen Jelks. Who of the Cowboys rookie class has made the biggest impact?
Pollard.
Yeah.
And how big is that
game?
Impact?
Minimal.
Yeah. Tiny.
How alarming is that?
I would say not a lot, but a little bit, just because after the draft was over, we were hoping Tristan Hill would be a rotational guy, like the second string guy. And when we were getting here, we were hoping to see a little bit of progress where, okay, we're going to be able to let Malik Collins go. I get it. We have so many guys we have to pay. And Tristan Hill in his second year is going to step into Malik Collins' role, and we're going to be all right. Now we know right now, there's no way that Tristan Hill can play in the NFL this year, and so that gives us no idea what he can do in his second year in the NFL.
Since Taco Charlton was picked, this team's draft run has come to a very, very quick halt. And, you know, I think when their roster gets good, they start to devalue the need to keep the depth stocked. And they look at it like, let's take risks for big players. And, you know, instead of making safe plays, they started getting into Jerry Gamblin mode, it seemed
like. I'm kind of with you, but I guess I view it in a little different way where I think they stop looking for starters and start looking for backups. It almost feels like, and to be fair to ourselves, we didn't necessarily call it being this rough. But after their draft class was over, we were ranking them towards the bottom of the league. Like,
Yeah.
And it's
this year's tough because you had the Amari Cooper trade.
If you want to count Amari Cooper, you can add 300 and something snaps and a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Yeah. And that's, I think that's fair because that is what your draft pick got you. Sure. Got you Amari Cooper. So that's great. But I worry that this draft class, and it's too early to do this, but I just happened to see the snap counts of all these other teams, and I hope this doesn't turn into 2009, where you look back 2 or 3 years from now and you go, guys, we drafted zero starters in that draft class.
Gavin, we just had this for 1 second. I'll disagree with you from yesterday because we were coming to the end of the segment. I don't see how Connor McGovern's ever going to play for the Dallas Cowboys. I think he'll be a backup, and if injuries happen, but I think over his career, first of all, I'm scared that he's never going to be a healthy guy. And then I don't know where he really gets the snaps because I do think Connor Williams is developing his body there. He'll play his third and fourth year in the NFL, and then after that's over, if you let him go, then there's only one more year of Connor McGovern, so maybe he's a starter his fourth year on his rookie contract.
Yeah, you know, I figured they took him because they were disappointed in Connor and he was going to get a pretty good chance. But with the injuries now putting him behind the eight ball, I think probabilities are getting stronger on your side. But yeah, I still believe in Connor McGovern, you know, and I don't believe Connor Williams is having the kind of second year that would suggest he should be the de facto starter moving forward.
Okay, now we got past that. Let's get into what really matters.
Yeah. That's the only guy you're hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe Tony Pollard could be the guy if Zeke gets hurt or something, yeah. Right? Yeah, but that's about it there.
More important, shut up, guys.
Okay.
We got a new TV show coming out. It's Man vs. Bear.
Okay, I like the sound of
Man
this.
Man vs. Food. I used to watch that back in the day.
Isn't that banned in most countries around the world, the bear in the boxing
They're not going to fight him.
Okay.
They're not going to fight him because I wouldn't agree to their terms. I'm the only man alive that was willing to take on that challenge. But this, what they're going to do is the Discovery Channel has green-lighted Man vs. Bear. It's a competition series in which humans will be entering the bear's territory and take them on in a competition like never attempted. Each week, three different grizzlies, Bart, Honeybump, and Tank, will take on three new human competitors, male and female, at their Utah sanctuary to test the limits of strength, speed, and stamina.
This is the best idea since Man versus Beer, executed by myself.
All of the challenges.
100 ounces in 28 minutes, thank you.
Some of these challenges sound very unfair, by the way. Tug of war.
Okay, you
three
cannot
grizzlies
win that.
Against us three?
Yes, that's not one we can win.
It's not like one.
I don't know. I don't know the format.
It can't be three grizzlies.
You don't think three grizzlies would be able to work in tandem? You think
yeah,
they could
know
be trained
if they get
to do that?
I don't know if they get along. Aren't
it's
they very
be just against one grizzly at a time, right? Three humans against one grizzly?
I don't know. Can you communicate to a grizzly like, hey, when we say three, you start walking that way with
I don't think
your
so.
Rope.
I don't think so.
Maybe they just have the grizzly, you know, on all fours there, and they tie it around kind of his body, I guess. And then,
oh, yeah, and put some
then
food.
They tell the humans, go, and then you see if you can actually move the bear.
Okay. They're also going to do a brute force giant log roll, like you get those giant logs and you hand one at a time and you lean into it and you try to get them going. My only problem there is you might beat a bear because you could set up a log in front of a bear and be like, hey,
yeah, roll
push it that way.
I
and I don't know
do.
If they're going to care.
They're never going to make the man and bear compete against each other where they're near each other. It's going to be like,
right.
Here's a truck. You
yes.
guys tug of war the truck. How fast can you move the truck 10 feet, and how fast can a bear move the truck 10 feet?
Yes. So they set it up as man versus bear, but it's really man versus an obstacle course, and then bear does the same thing over there. And
wouldn't
we see
you have to
better.
Put a wall up on the tug of war, like a really good wall? Because what if the bear's like, no, I'm not going to go this way. I'm going to kill you three.
Yes,
well, you can put
yep.
me between them.
Maybe
I can handle it.
A well-domesticated and well-fed bear with a muzzle. I might be willing to get on the same playing surface with.
I just
with.
Saw a thing in Russia where a bear at the circus, the person was trying to control it and do the whole trick, and the bear was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm just going to maul you right
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, guy live?
Yes, because then the other trainer started kicking the bear and trying to get him off, so he took it pretty good but did not die.
That's the last round of the show. What they're going to do is whoever wins gets to fight whichever bear they want.
Oh.
In the woods.
Well, I want my bears doped up if I'm going to fight them, you know?
That's not part of the
and
show.
Don't
Muzzled.
Take pictures because in that Russia circus, they said the reason that that happened is we told everybody before no flash photography, and somebody took a picture, I guess, and they said that flash then got the bear
oh, no.
riled up.
Yeah, it's spooky.
All right, that's it. See you guys on Man vs. Bear. I'm going to kick all their butts.
There it went. Time for Jeff to hold court with us in the G-Bag Nation. What's on 105.3thefan.com? We'll discuss that next here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.